For MeatPoultry.com, I'm Erica Schaefer, Senior Digital Media Editor. Years ago, Commander Neil Armstrong, Command Module Pilot Michael Collins, and Lunar Module Pilot Buzz Aldrin became the first crewed mission to land on the moon on July 20, 1969. It was a moment of firsts. First steps taken on the lunar surface, the first communion taken on the moon, and the first supper. According to Smithsonian.com, the first meal taken on the moon consisted of peaches, sugar cookie cubes, coffee, and bacon squares. For centuries, explorers and travelers have been challenged to preserve foods for extended voyages across the sea and over land. A trip to Mars from Earth could take 6 to 8 months, so foods packed for the journey must be lightweight, shelf-stable, palatable, compact, and safe for crew members to eat while surrounded by all of that sensitive and expensive tech. For example, the first freeze-dried foods, which were introduced during Project Gemini, were coated with oil or gelatin to prevent crumbling, something I know our IT department would appreciate given the state of some of the keyboards in our office. So what's on the menu in space these days? And how do crew members prepare it? To find out, I spoke to Vicky Claris, former manager of Flight Food Systems for NASA's Space Shuttle program, and most recently, the International Space Station.
Okay, so our food system is still a shelf-stable food system. So we have no dedicated refrigerators and freezers for food on orbit. They have one very small chiller that's about the internal volume of a typical home microwave, and they can use it to chill beverages. So right now on Space Station, the beverages that we send up, and so we send food for the NASA astronauts, and we also feed the ESA, you know, European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, and the Canadian Space Agency. So when there's astronauts from those countries, and we feed them as well. So typically we're feeding 3 to 4 people on orbit right now, and they might all be NASA astronauts, or it might be a combination of NASA, JAXA, ESA, and Canada. So it just depends who's on orbit at the time. But we feed those folks. And then the Russians send food for the cosmonauts. And so that's the way we divide up the food system. But they trade food on orbit, and they have joint meals together often. But it all has to be shelf-stable because we don't have freezers and refrigerators for food on station, nor do we have refrigerators and freezers on the cargo vehicle to really get frozen food or refrigerated food to orbit. So, occasionally on the cargo vehicles, on the SpaceX vehicle that goes up and takes cargo, they will have freezers going up that are going to bring back medical samples from space station. And so they do have freezers on station, but they're all dedicated to science. They're all dedicated to medical samples and other scientific samples. So occasionally when they're going to bring frozen samples back on the SpaceX vehicle, they will have an empty freezer on the uphill trip, and we'll be able to send like ice cream bites, you know, like something like a Dove Bar bite or something like that. And they have to eat them pretty quickly because they have to empty the freezer so they can put the medical stuff in there. But it's a little present that they get once in a while. But so because we're all shelf stable, we mainly have freeze-dried foods, and we have thermostabilized foods, which are basically canned foods, but we do ours in pouches instead of cans in order to save weight. And so we have meats that are freeze-dried, meat products, entrees that are freeze-dried, and we have entrees that are thermostabilized. And we have an assortment, like we have fish, we have beef, we have chicken, we have pork. So we have a wide variety of meat entrees on Orbit. Historically, one of our most popular items has been our freeze-dried shrimp cocktail. It's a freeze-dried shrimp, and it's got a powdered tomato-based sauce in it, and the sauce has horseradish in it. And so it's got a nice little kick. And they add, in this case, they wouldn't add a hot water, but they would add ambient water on Orbit. They can chill it if they want to chill it prior to consumption. But it has historically been one of our most popular items because it's a little bit spicy. And so on Orbit, crew members say that it's nice to have, like they use a lot of hot sauce, sriracha sauce up there to add to the foods. Some crew members, not all, but some feel like their taste buds are a little bit dulled up there. And it's probably because they're getting less aroma from the food than they would down here because they're eating out of packages.
Right.
Instead of off of a plate. And when you heat food down here, all the heat rises and the aroma comes with it. Well, up there on Orbit, when you heat, it can the aromas and the heat can dissipate in different directions. So you won't necessarily get all the aroma and the heat coming directly to your nose. Plus, you're in a closed environment with a lot of other competing odors, some of which may not be all that great. So the thing is, we try to keep of those eight categories that I mentioned for the standard menu, the average weight of those eight categories is about 5 kilos. So some categories like the meat category that has a lot of the pouches in it, because the pouches, the thermostabilized products already have the water in them. So they weigh more. And so the meat, the container that has the meats in it, that's going to weigh more, kilos or kilograms. It's going to weigh more kilograms than say the beverage container, which is all powdered and they're going to add water to that. But the average weight is about 5 kilos per container that we send up. And depending on the vehicle, we're going to send anywhere from 40 to 100 containers per flight. So the SpaceX vehicle, we typically send less on that. We send more on the NG, which is another cargo vehicle. Mm-hmm. And then so right now, the SpaceX vehicle and the NG vehicle that's done by Northrop Grumman, those are the two commercial cargo vehicles that we send almost all our cargo to Orbit, all our food to Orbit on. Japan has a cargo vehicle that they launch once a year. It's called the HTV. We send a lot of food on that vehicle, too, usually around 100 or more containers. But again, it's going to vary depending on what other hardware needs to go up. You know, so there's always a negotiation as to what needs to be there when and what gets top priority. And that priority is decided by the space station program. So we have to work with the program to see what's going to be prioritized and that kind of thing. But we send up a lot of food. It takes a lot of food. And we the goal is to maintain a 4-month reserve of our food on Orbit at all times in case a cargo vehicle is lost. We want to be sure that they never run low on food on Orbit. So we always maintain in the neighborhood of a 4-month supply or more on station of our food. Okay. For preference containers, it can be more of our goodies. Okay, so of our 200 foods and beverages, when they're eating from the standard menu, they're sharing it with the other crew members on board. So if there's some items that they like a lot and they want to eat them a lot, then they're going to have to add more to their preference containers because there's not that many servings of any one particular item in the standard menu because the standard menu is set up to provide as much variety as possible. So it'll have like 3 or 4 servings tops of each item in those 8 containers. And they typically open a new set of 8 containers about once a week-ish. And so that means you're only going to have 3 or 4 servings of something in a week's time. So if you want to eat it a lot and eat it often, you're going to add more of that to your preference container. And if you're an astronaut from Japan or Canada or the European Space Agency, one of the European countries, then your country can send items, and we will pack it for them. So very often, they do send special items for their crew members to put in their preference containers. And then our crew members can also, they can actually go to the grocery store, and they can walk the aisles, and items that are shelf-stable, that don't require refrigeration, and as long as they have a long enough shelf life, which needs to be at least 18 months for station, and they meet our microbiological requirements, so they can select items from the grocery store to put in their preference containers. So if they have a favorite cookie or a favorite beverage that's not part of our standard menu, we can package it for them and send it to orbit. They can also choose items, like now when you go to the grocery store, you see all these pouched items. Like if you walk the seafood aisle, you see all these tunas and salmons and, you know, in pouches. Those are perfect. They can choose items like that. They can take things like the ready rice in the pouch. Those are all thermostabilized items. They're just commercially done. But it's the same technology that the military uses for the MREs and that we use for our custom products. So they can choose items like that. The only thing we cannot send is something in glass. So they couldn't send a jar of something. Even though it has a long enough shelf life at all, we cannot send glass for safety reasons. Now, we still use some irradiated meat products. Those are in a pouch, just like the thermostabilized ones. Currently, those are prepared. We actually contract with the military to get those done with Natick Labs, which is the R&D lab for the military. They're located in Natick, Massachusetts. And so I think there's about 5 irradiated meat products that we still fly. And so irradiation to a level of shelf stability is not on the commercial market. It's so we use these products. In fact, it is not approved for the commercial market in the United States. And so we fly these products on a waiver from the government, from USDA and FDA. And we actually have a nice little statement in the Code of Federal Regulations that says NASA is allowed to irradiate these products, these meat products, to a level of shelf stability and fly them.